Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends? My name is Emily Lang. I'm an actress, writer, singer, codependent returnee from rock bottom and a gratefully recovering addict. And this is the podcast where we aim to rid the shame, the highs and lows and deadly blows that ultimately led us to the lessons that we never knew we needed to learn but are so grateful that we did. So you may have heard the expression at one time or another, don't dim your light to make others feel comfortable. Or something in words to that effect. Don't stop enjoying, glowing, celebrating yourself, your wins, your work, your whatever, just so somebody else feels okay about their own life in your presence. And bang on, this is absolutely 100% true, no question about it. However, I want to discuss it from the other side of the coin today because I think a lot of us are guilty of this behavior without really realizing that it's happening. So here's an example. I've been a professional actor for the last 9 years or so, and newsflash, I don't know what you've heard, but it can be a pretty rough gig. You dive helplessly between ecstasy and despair. One minute you're on top of the world, the next you're scrubbing vomit from the walls of a whiskey bar for minimum wage. It's essentially like being in an abusive relationship. Breadcrumb highs that are incredibly addictive with crushing, horrible, empty, deadly lows. The business loves you and it tells you that you're special, different, it's never met anyone like you, and it needs the world to know just how incredible you are and tells you it's made all these plans to do it. But then the next day, it's like you never existed and are stupid for thinking that you ever did. So you go out at night and throw metaphorical rocks at the business's metaphorical window trying to grab its attention, and the business hides behind the curtain with its other business friends and laughs at how pathetic and desperate you are. So you trail back to your part-time job with your tail between your legs until a few weeks, months, years later, you get a you up message from the business at 3 a.m. and you 100% fucking definitely are up. This, of course, is a very specific example pertaining to acting and being an actor, but it can be applied to a myriad of different situations. It is so very tempting to look sideways at other people and be incredibly jealous. Jealous of the flowers that seem to be sprouting from their footprints as they merrily skip down their golden path while you feel as though you're wading through molasses like you're stuck in one of those nightmares where you're trying to run away and can't. The want to be allowed onto the glowy, golden path of our neighbor can be so overwhelming. It can drive us completely bananas and cause us to resent the successes of our friends. And that can be hard for everyone involved. It means that they may be over there on their path, probably hearing the don't dim your light speech, possibly in relation to us and our feelings and our behavior. And that fucking sucks. Because the fact of the matter is, right now, it's them. But one thing that I have learned in my 30 years on this planet and if I'm being honest, has only recently actually penetrated my skull and been digested. Right now, it's them, but there is not a finite amount of success flapping around this universe. And someone else's win, prosperity, luck, whatever you want to call it, it was never intended for you. It never belonged to you. It never could have belonged to you. As much as it feels like it potentially could have. Another actor example, there were two of you in the last two for a role and the business chose the other person. You may be thinking, that could have been me. But trust me, no, it couldn't have. Because it was never meant for you. Because there is something else that is. And it may not be a direct, really obvious replacement. And by that, I mean, it may not be another job that replaces the one that you didn't get. It may be that you meet someone, or that you were free to experience something that you otherwise wouldn't have, or an entirely different opportunity unfolds in your life, blooming like some kind of beautiful, rare orchid. And it may not happen immediately. Waiting for life to naturally play out for the highest good in the way it's supposed to requires patience. So trust plays a big role here. And surrender. The amount of times I have literally got down on my knees and begged the universe to give me something that I am so desperately, desperately craving. And then when it hasn't been delivered, eventually just been so incredibly thankful that thing didn't happen. I have now taken to, when I don't receive something that I really want, thanking whoever or whatever it is watching over me for protecting me from getting something that I was so desperate for that is actually not intended for me. And that's a really tough thing to do, I understand. But please, please believe me when I say that there is a huge difference between getting what we want and getting what we need. Often, what we want is so very clear. We hold the image in front of us like a movie poster. Whereas what we need skulkily sort of moves around like a fuzzy outline behind a two-way mirror, making it very, very difficult to make out and very difficult to trust because we just don't know what it looks like. Our lives and our own specific paths unfold in front of us day by day, unpredictable, frightening, full of surprises and weird characters, a bit like the labyrinth from the movie The Labyrinth. There are times when it may feel as though you're pedaling up Snowdonia in January on a bicycle with no seat, but your friend is being bounced on a trampoline made of 1500 thread count Egyptian cotton. But I implore you to continue on your own journey. Otherwise, you will just create a massive delay getting onto the world's greatest water slide that's coming for you just over the next hump. And please, as much as you can, and in your own way, be happy and celebrate your loved ones' light and successes. Because when it is your turn to enter that portion of your journey that's swathed in cashmere and rose petals and 24-hour orgasms, you will want your friends to cheer you on and celebrate with you. Same way that we are there for those closest to us when the shit is really hitting the fan for them. We can be there for them when their sun is shining with its best brilliance, because the same will happen for you, giving you complete agency to let it shine as brightly as you like. On this podcast, I've brought it back to my breakdown so many times, but I'll do it again because I will always say the worst thing that ever happened to me, the thing that nearly killed me, and I genuinely thought I would never recover from, turned out to be the best thing that could have occurred. It saved my life. I'm so glad it happened, but it was the last thing I wanted. It was the last thing I wanted, but it was what I so desperately needed. The best advice that I have been given is to just surrender. And this doesn't mean give up or stop trying or just lie down and take the blows. It means trusting that what is presented to you is for your own highest good, and tackling each new challenge with as much grace and belief in yourself and your own path as you can muster, and being thankful for the clues and directions that you are being given as you continue on your journey. And as much as you can, try not to twist yourself into a ball of anguish and pain, desperately wishing for someone else's life and circumstance. That life does not belong to you and never could have. Your presence here as you is so needed and is so valuable and is intended for a far greater purpose, something far outside of you. And wishing, wanting, craving an alternate universe is the cosmic version of trying to fit a square peg into a round hole and will only lead to discomfort and a possible glitch in the matrix. What is happening is meant to be happening, and what is for you will not go by you. I know all too well how difficult that is to believe sometimes, but trust, surrender, let it happen, let go lightly, and never, ever, ever forget that rejection is pure, unfiltered protection. Trust that path, because eventually it will lead you out the fucking woods. If you or anyone you know is struggling or needs help with the issues discussed on Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends, please visit the podcast bio, where you will find contact numbers with people readily available to give support. Please get in touch with your stories at either contact@whydoyouthink.com or on Instagram at emily_lang_UK. To have your story or your thank you letter read on the podcast, please put survivor story or thank you letter either at the top or in the subject line. We really want to hear from you. We don't care if it's a catastrophe story or a small win from your week, your favorite place, person, or thing. We are here for all of it. Don't forget to rate and subscribe, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.